This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Mar Rabbeisai, welcome everyone. Today's Shir on Tefillah is sponsored by our good friend Rabbi Sal Rose of Los Angeles, Leonishmas, his brother, Tzvi ben Levi Yitzchak, Shalom Shavan Aliyah, Shvil Meos Yoshev, Rishol Mishpacha, Ad Bias Kol Tzedek. We're continuing in Hoidu. We mentioned that Hoidu appears in Devarei HaYamim. It was composed by David HaMelech, who gave it over to Asaf to sing it in the Mikdash upon the return of the Aroin. And the first part of Hoidu they sang by the Tamid Shel Shachar, and the second part of Hoidu they sang by the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim. And we explained that might be a rationale for Nosuch Sfarad of why they say Hoidu before Psukei Dezimra, because technically it's connected to Karbanos. But we move on. In the tefillah, we explain Hoidu is not just gratitude, but committing oneself to study the greatness, the elevation, and the eminence of Hashem. Kiru b'shmai is the practice of the avos to be vayikra b'shem Hashem. Hoidu b'amam liloisav, shiru loy zamru loy, it's not enough to sing, there has to be the right thoughts. Sichu b'chol nefloisav, you have to speak about all of Hashem's wonders. Yismach le mevakshei Hashem. Last week we discussed the joy of seeking out Hashem. And now, finally, the question is, who has to do this? Hoidu l'Hashem, kiru v'shmoi, hoidiyu v'amim ali loy sov, shiru loy, zamru loy. Who? The Indians? The Native American Indians have to thank Hashem? Who has to thank Hashem? The Eskimos. So now the pasuk says, Zera Yisrael avdoi, b'nei Yaakov b'chirav. The seed of Israel, his servant, sons of Jacob, his chosen ones. Meaning, the admonition of give thanks, make known, sing, talk, glory, rejoice, inquire, seek, remember. These are addressed to Zerah, Yisrael, Avdai, and Bnei Yaakov, Bechirav. Because we're Zoicha to these two titles, we're Zerah, Yisrael, and we're Bnei Yaakov, so we have these obligations. Now here's the thing, we're called Zera Yisrael. Why do we use the word Zera? Says Harav Avigdor Miller, Zechet Tzadik Levracha. A seed, Asher Zaroi Boi Lemineu, has its own kind, meaning the seed has the DNA of the progenitor. And therefore, because we're the seed of Israel, we resemble Israel. We resemble Yaakov Avinu. We bear the characteristics and the virtues of our forefathers. And because we have been bestowed all the greatness of the Aves HaKadoshim, we have the great obligation to especially thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And part of that is you have to thank Hashem that He made you Zera Yisrael. That Hashem ingrained in our spiritual DNA the inherited traits of the Avos, like Rav Chaim Volozhiner says in Pirkei Avos, Asara Doiros Meinoach V'Yad Avram, Asara Nisyonos Nisnase Avraham Avinu. Where Rav Chaim Volozhiner is bothered, why when we refer from Noach to Avram, he's called Avram, but when we talk about his tests, he's called Avraham Avinu. Says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, because any test that the Avos passed, they bequeathed that spiritual attainment to their descendants. So part of the gratitude we have to Hashem is that He made us the Zera Avram. He created us as Bnei Yaakov Bechirav. This is something that we always have to show gratitude to Hashem. Now there's a sefer called Avodas HaTamid of Rav Elisha Chaviliyav. I could tell that you've been wanting to hear Chidushim from the Sefer Rav Elisha Chaviliyav, so that's why it's on the sheet today. And he has an amazing diuk. Why does it start, Haidu Lashem, Kiru Vishmai, and then like in the middle of nowhere it says, oh, by the way, you know who has to do all of this? Zera Yisrael Avdoi Bnei Yaakov Bechirav. So he says like this, let's count up. Haidu Lashem, 1. Kiru b'shmai, 2. Haydiu va'amim aliloi sav, 3. Shirulai, 4th command. Zamrulai, 5th command. Sichu b'chon nefloi sav, 6th command. His hallelu b'shem kachai, 7. Yismach le'im avak shehem, rejoice, 8. Dirshu Hashem Uzai, seek out God, His strength and His might. Bakshu Fun of Tamid, seek out His face always. Zichru Nifloisav Asher Asa, remember His wonders. Moifsav, right? Zichru Nifloisav Asher Asa, Moifsav Umishvatei Fiyu. So these are 12 commands. The 12 commands are commanded to Zera Yisrael Avda B'nei Yaakov B'chirov, namely to the descendants, the 12 Shvatim. These are 12 types of Hilulim to cling to Hashem. Who should cling? The 12 Shvatim. There's an amazing Chida in Divrei Hayamim, in the Chaim HaSanach. By the way, the Chida's Yard site is coming up very soon. Who knows when the Chida's Yard site is? I believe it's Yud Aleph Adar. It's a good thing when we were by the Chida last January, we went in about five times because, you know, it's been a while. So we had to really store up. But the Chida writes in the Chaim HaSanach and Divrei Hayomim that the Tashbetz taught that why is Yisrael called Yisrael? Raise your hand if your name is Yisrael. What? Somebody's raising their hands? Okay, no. No Yisraels. Raise your hand if you're a member of B'nai Yisrael. It's amazing. All the people whose image, I don't see it, but they're raising their hands. I could tell. Okay, so the Chaim HaSanach says that the word Yisrael is a Rosh HaTevois for Yaakov, Yitzchak, Shin is Sarah, Reish is Rachel and Rivka, Aleph is Avram, Lamed is Leah. Yisrael is a Rosh HaTevois for all the Avois and the Imahis. That's why we're called B'nai Yisrael. So the reason why we're called Zera Yisrael, says the Chida, is because all of Klal Yisrael is Marumas. B'nai Yaakov B'chirav. That's a remez to the idea that Yaakov Avinu is Loi Meis. And now we come to one of the most interesting things I ever heard from Rav Avigdor Miller, Zechariah Baruch. I heard this from him personally. He said, Hu Hashem Elokeinu. This is the next pasuk in Hoidu. Hu Hashem Elokeinu. He is Hashem, our God. B'chol Ha'aretz Mishpatav. In all the world are His judgment. Let's study this. He is Hashem. What does it mean, He is Hashem? The one who made all of these wonders and kindness to our forefathers. Hashem, the Yudke Vavke, the special name that we know Him as, Elokeinu. He's ours. He's our God. Now, that doesn't mean we own Him. It doesn't denote ownership, says Rav Miller. Let's see over here. Not ownership, merely denotes the object of the verb, as opposed to Yadenu, our hand, which is possessive. In the case of Roi'enu, our shepherd, it's a one-way relationship. From the shepherd to us, or Roi'enu, the one who sees us. So Yadenu is, it's a one-way relationship. We possess the hand, but the hand doesn't own us. Our God means He possesses us as His people and His servants who recognize His divinity and His power, and we possess Him. That He is our special God. He gives us special Hashgacha Pratis, and now we are about to come to the second most important principle in the entire Torah. You hear this? We're about to come to the second most important principle in the whole Torah. Hu Hashem Elokeinu. He is our God. He gives us special Hashgacha Pratis. And in that guise, B'chol Ha'aretz Mishpatav, in all the world are His judgments. Meaning, whatever God does in the whole world, anything that happens in the world, whatever you read about in the news, whatever you hear happens in the far-flung countries of the world, b'chol ha'aretz mishpatav, he's doing it as Elokeinu, our God. That whatever happens in the world is only happening because of Klal Yisrael. Listen, this is a subject and a principle that we enunciate. Hu Hashem Elokeinu. He is the Lord, our God. B'chol ha'aretz mishpatav. And in that capacity, He does everything in the world. God does not let anything happen in Iran only because of us. Whatever happens anywhere is only because of us. Says Rav Miller, in all the world there is judgments. Although He's particularly devoted to us by His specific providence, yet He judges and rules all the world. But whatever He does in all the world, He does as Hashem our God. For no misfortune comes upon the world except for the sake of Israel. You hear this? Nothing happens in the world. There's a disaster in the Far East. There's a tornado. There's a tsunami. There's a earthquake. There's a volcanic eruption. Everything that happens in the world is only because of Klai. So the Gemara says in Yevamos, Af Samach Gimel, Afilu Sfinois, Habois Mi Galia La Spamia. You have a boat. It's traveling from Galaya to Aspamia. Einon Mizbarchois Ela Bishvil Yisrael. Will only be prosperous because of the sake of Klal Yisrael. Whatever happens in the world only happens because of Klal Yisrael. Hu Hashem Elokeinu. He is our God. And in the capacity of the special God of Israel, B'chol Ha'aretz Mishpatav, everything in the world occurs because of that. Now what does it mean? Now listen to this. This verse is the key to understanding all history. Whatever happened in any country in the world ever happened because of Klal Yisrael. So it could be a very noble activity to learn history, provided that you know this principle. So if you know, in other words, if you're going to study French history and English history, but recognize and try to understand how it's all a setup and a backdrop for the Hashgacha, the Jewish people, so this you're studying the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This idea that whatever happens in the world happens on account of Klal Yisrael is brought out by the Brisk Rav from the Gemara in the beginning of Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Darash Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa Vitema Rav Simlai, La'asid Lavoi Mevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sefer Torah. In the future, God's going to take a Sefer Torah. He's going to put it in his lap. He's going to say, you learn Torah, come and get your reward. All the goyim are going to clamor to come to him. And Hashem says, no, I don't like this disorder. I only like orderly fashion. You need to come in an orderly fashion. So who comes first? The Gemara says, Miyad Nechnas Levan Malchus Roimi. Rome comes first. And what does Rome do? Rome says, My time, why Rome? Mishum de Chashiva. Uminol de Chashiva, how do you know they're important? The Gemara brings a raya that Rome is the most chashiv of all the umays. And the Gemara then proves that whoever is more chashiv goes and stands in judgment before God. So, Amar Lohem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God says to Rome, you learned Torah, what did you learn? You learned Ksois HaChoshen, you learned Chuvas Rebbe Kiva Eger, Chuvas Noid Behuda, you learned Chazoinish, you learned Maram Shif. What exactly did you learn? You learned Musar, you learned Shas and Poiskim, what do you mean you learned? You made Colosseums, you wrestled with lions, what do you mean you learned? So Ram said, no, Rabban Hashem. Harbi Shvakim Teknin, we made a lot of stores. Harbi Machatzazim, we made bathhouses. We amassed gold and silver. Bekulam Layasinu, everything we did, Ella Bishvil Yisrael. For the Jewish people, Kadeshis Asku B'Torah. So Hashem says, Shoitim Sheba Olam, you fools. Whatever you did for yourself. You made stores to put your Zoinos. You made bathhouses to enjoy. You amass gold and silver. All the money is mine. But you have no Zeus, you have no Torah. So Rome leaves dejected. Then Persia enters before God. The Gemara says Persia is the next most chashuv nation. God says, what Torah did you learn? You learned Shalas Tshuvas Avnei Nezer. You learned Shalas Tshuvas Tzitz Eliezer. You learned Echves. You learned Chsam Sofer. What did you learn already? Nah, Persia says, we made a lot of bridges, and we waged a lot of wars, and we did it all for Israel to learn Torah. So Hashem said, you liar. He said, no. He says, you fools. Shoitim. You did it for yourself. Comes the Bris Karav. And the Bris Karav asks a simple question. Was Rome so fickle? Was Rome so sinister that they could stand before God with a straight face and said, yeah, we built the Colosseum so that the Jewish people should learn Torah. Yeah, we made the bathhouses so that the Jewish people could learn Torah. How do they have the chutzpah to say such an open lie? Well, they're not our cousins from the Bnei Hagar. You know, how do they have such the audacity to lie like this? And this is, says the Bris Karav, this is in the future when all the Umay Sa'ilim already know the truth and they makar the emes. There's no makayim l'sheker then. Eich yala al daitam liton sheker l'fanav. And they said, we only did it only so that the Jewish people should learn Torah, as if that's the only reason. How could they lie before God in such an open, overt fashion? And our Rosh Shiva, Rav Henoch Leibowitz, asks, why does God say to them, you fools? That's not, he should say, you liars. He doesn't call them liars. And the answer is because they're not lying. And this is exactly what the Gemara in Yevamos has taught us. Hu Hashem Elokeinu b'chol ha'aretz mishpatav. Whatever the nations of the world do is only for Klal Yisrael. Whatever they build, whatever they construct, whatever they plan, every war they make, every bridge they build, is only for the tachlis that Klal Yisrael should learn Torah. And therefore, la'asu lavai, that will all become clear. And therefore the nations say with absolute sincerity and genuineness and faithfulness, God Almighty, now in the end of the days, we see how you orchestrated that everything we did was to enable the Jewish people to learn Torah, so we want to be rewarded. And God doesn't say you're a liar. God said you're a fool. That's not what your kavanah was. That wasn't your intention. And if that wasn't your intention, you ain't getting no reward. The answer, says the Bris Karav, is Habir b'divrei gemara the emes ain't b'divreim sheker klal. There's no falsehood at all. And whatever they claim is true. God is not saying they're lying. God is saying they're shoytim, not shakranim. And the explanation is that in the beginning of the Bria, God created the world for Klal Yisrael and for the Torah. Like Rashi brings, Bereishis bara Elokim b'shvil ha-Torah, shenikras Reishis, b'shvil Yisrael, who are called Reishis Tvilasa. So whatever happens and transpires and takes place in the world, from the beginning of creation until the end of all the generations, is only for one purpose, that Klal Yisrael can be oisek in Torah. Just like Bereishis bara Elokim b'shvil Yisrael shenikra Reishis, b'shvil Torah shenikra Reishis, everything that transpires in the world is only to enable and to facilitate Klal Yisrael's learning of Torah. And even though the earth was given to man and each person could do whatever they want, it's not a hefker world. Nothing that takes place in this world is for any other reason other than for the Klal Yisrael to learn Torah. As the Rambam says in his Hakdam to Perash HaMishnayis, it's possible someone will build a beautiful palace, and that palace will be there so that one time, in the end of days, someone will pass through who's a chassid, and he'll need the shade of the palace to be able to learn Torah. Everything in this world is to enable Klal Yisrael to learn Torah. and all the stores they make, and all the bridges they build, and all the bathhouses they construct, is letachlis that Klal Yisrael should be able to be engaged in learning Torah. There's nothing that's not for this tachlis. But we don't know what the, we don't see the tachlis, but la'asid lavai, where the truth will become revealed, and the world will become full of knowledge, then this calculation will become evident why they did everything. And the Ummah Sa'ilam will say and realize and recognize, yeah, in fact, we waged World War I, World War II, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, the Six-Day War, it's all so that we could build and facilitate and enable and somehow have a role in Klal Yisrael's learning of Torah. And they're going to say, Ribbono Shel'Olam, now that we see we did it for that, we want to be rewarded. And Hashem says, you're not a liar, but you're a fool that you think you can be rewarded. You did it for yourself. So I'll ask you, so what, they did it for themselves? But at the end of the day, they helped us out. Apparently it's like having negative kavana. What happened and what I brought about through your actions, that's my cheshbon. But you were doing it for yourselves, and therefore you don't get any reward. So this is an illustration of the idea. Hu Hashem Elokeinu. He is Hashem, our God. And in that capacity, b'chol ha'aretz mishpatav. Everything that transpires in the world is in the capacity of Hashem Elokeinu. One last idea from the Sefer Siach Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Meltzin. He has an interesting teaching here. And that is, he says, Klal Yisrael has two milas. One, because of our yichus from the Avos, and the second one is, we're Zera Yisrael, our yichus, and the other one is, we're Bechirav. God selected us. Ki ba b'char Hashem alekecha, to be his Am Segula. Ki me'avas Hashem eschem, u'mishamra yasashfu asher nishba l'avisecha. These are two different concepts. Why did God select us? Why did God pick us? He says, Ki yadua she'ein ava u'bechira b'leitam. You don't love someone or choose someone without any reason. Now, if you're going to say it's because of our righteousness, the Pasuk says, Lo yibitzid kaskol v'yosh levavcha. But if it's not because of our righteousness, so then why did God pick us? Interesting question. Why did God select us? You can't say it's because of our merit, because God says it's not because of your merit. So what is it because? The Ramban explains, God selected us from all the nations that to be a segula and a nachala. Bechira means, I want you and not someone else. Ki me'avas Hashem eschem b'char b'chem sh'raya eschem ruyim l'sayiv l'fanav v'nivcharim l'ava yos mikol amim. The Ramban says, God loves you because you've displayed, you're more worthy of being loved. But it doesn't say the reason. Ki ha'nivchar La'oyev hayadua lizbal es oyhavai b'chol haba olav mimanu. One is selected by a lover if he knows that the one who he loves can suffer and tolerate his love no matter what. The faithfulness. The reason why God selected us is because of our tenacity. That Klal Yisrael has the ability to say, O Yehudi, O Tzalov. Either be a Jew, when we're put to the ultimate test of either denounce your Judaism or you're going to be killed, we say, either a Jew or kill me. The reason why God picked the Jew, it's not because we're more righteous, more honest, more kind-hearted. The Siach Yitzchak says the reason God selected us is because through thick or through thin, no matter what, we're willing to give up our life and either kill me or I have to be a Jew. And if God sees His love for us is something that we will never give up on, that makes us worthy of being B'nai Yaakov B'chirav. So this is the concept. B'chol Ha'aretz Mishpatav. In the whole world are His judgments, in the venue, in the guise of Hu Hashem Elokeinu. The second most important principle in the Torah. But nobody asked me the most important question.
What's the first?
Thank you very much. There you go. This is the second most important principle in the Torah. That everything Hashem does is for Klal Yisrael. What's the most important principle in the Torah? The most important principle of the Torah is God created the world ex nihilo, yesh me'ayim. Creation of the world. That God created the world. The first, the most important principle in the Torah is creation ex nihilo. The second most important principle in the Torah is God's interest is only in the Jewish people. Marv Raboisai, have a wonderful Shabbos, Agun Chodesh, and a wonderful Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and not only a regular Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, but a wonderful Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Adar. Shabbos, good Shabbos, Agun Chodesh.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.